You're listening to SBS News.
As protests in Hong Kong reach their 11th week, it's become known clashes have not been isolated to the city's streets but are occurring on social media as well. The revelation comes after both social media giants Twitter and Facebook announced they had removed hundreds of accounts believed to have been made by China's government. Twitter shut down 936 accounts and suspended 200,000 others linked to the spread of disinformation intended to discredit Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters. Facebook following suit, removing 7 pages, 3 groups and 5 personal accounts. In a blog post, Facebook's head of cybersecurity, Nathaniel Glaser, made it clear why the accounts were removed.
Although the people behind this activity attempted to conceal their identity, our investigation found links to individuals associated with the Chinese government.
The platforms were being used to amplify the narrative playing out on the streets of Hong Kong by painting pro-democracy protesters as aggressive and violent. In some cases, even comparing protesters to militant extremists and cockroaches. Anne Kruger from First Draft, an organisation which fights misinformation globally, has been monitoring the situation. She says while it is the first time the Chinese government has been formally linked to social media campaigns, it isn't the first time social media has been manipulated in this way.
It's certainly the first time that we've had this type of confirmation from social media platforms or Western social media platforms that have said that they've seen Chinese state-sponsored action. But we've had a lot of misinformation and disinformation campaigns across Asia over the last few years as well.
Western social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter are blocked in mainland China and cannot be accessed without a virtual private network. Both social media giants, however, found some of the accounts they have since removed were traced to an unlocked IP address on the mainland. Ms. Kruger says it's important both social media giants took a stand against the spread of disinformation.
This goes to show the reach and the power that they have and the impact that that can have. So the responsibility that they take here is essential in helping to quell a lot of the disinformation and to just calm a lot of the dialogue that's happening as well. In particular, we have likened the dialogue basically to hate speech.
She says it is an important reminder to not trust everything we see on social media.
You can get a video quite easily, take one piece of it, and you can tell your own story, or you can watch the whole video unfold and actually realise it has a completely different story. But the different sides can use either all or part of the video to tell the story according to what narrative they want. And so people need to realise that, well, okay, I've got to be aware whenever I see something, I might only be seeing what someone wants me to see. I need to dig a little deeper.
It comes as Hong Kong protesters continue to call for the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, to resign and for an independent investigation into police brutality. Requests that citizen representative for Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement, Brian Tong, says they want to see met.
After 2.5 months, it seems that the Hong Kong government has not responded to our 5 demands. So one thing leads to another, and it became, if you may call it, escalations. So if you ask me, I personally would hope that there would be a quick resolution to this from the government so that we don't have to protest anymore.
Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, however, does not look like she will be stepping down. Instead, she says she wants to meet with the protesters so a peaceful resolution can be found.
We will start immediately a platform for dialogue with people from all walks of life. So this is something that we want to do in a very sincere and humble manner. I and my principal officials are committed to listen to what the people have to tell us. And we want to reach out to the community as soon as possible.
As Hong Kong once again braces for continued protests, many are wondering if and when mainland China will step in to end the unrest. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.